That is Lil Nas X at 92.9 Star Walking at 11 past 7. JB here this morning. Thanks, Country Auto's GWM Havel and the 2022 play clearance. It's on now. Get all the details. Corner of Hercules and Bridge Street, West Hamworth, as we always do on a Thursday. Frustrating little things. Mine is the world's simplest invention being removed from items.
What?
And headphone jacks. I'm talking about. I was gonna over exaggerate, but I'm just going out with it.
Yes, I agree.
Simplistic on this Thursday morning. Headphone jacks. Why? There's nothing wrong with that. If it's not broken, why fix it? Apple went, you know what? Our grandpas invented headphone jacks, so they're not cool anymore. They've been the boomers invented them, so we can't have them anymore. So we're taking them out of devices. I got a phone and went out walking the other night, wanted to listen to music, had old school headphones that aren't Bluetooth connectivity. Mm. They've got the cord on there. I went to plug in to listen to my favorite music while out walking and no headphone jack in the bottom of the phone. I was not happy.
Well, you know what else is a problem there?
What?
Okay. My Bluetooth headphones often go flat.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I can plug in a cord.
Yes.
And still use them when they're flat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
love that.
I often find myself in that situation. Yeah. So without the jack, how am I supposed to listen to my music? Because my headphones are flat.
Exactly. That's right.
Silly.
See? Frustrating.
Silly.
Frustrating. That's right.
What else is there? I don't have any frustrating things this week.
AJ's close to me. He feels his frustration as well. Charging ports on phone being a silly design. So after a couple of months, it doesn't stay snug when plugged in and wake up with a near-dead phone instead of fully charged. Exactly. As a breakfast announcer, I've had the phone go flat on me overnight, and that's my alarm as well. And that can be a very, very peculiar circumstance to be in.
I don't think I've ever had that issue.
No?
No.
Yeah, do you replace your phone much? Do you churn through phones?
Yeah, I lose them. I lose them all the time. Yeah. I go through like one phone a year just because I lose them.
If you have a phone for a couple of years, the little charge ports on them get quite loose and wiggly. So that's the time to replace the phone.
Interesting.
When you get that.
Okay.
You don't have no frustrating things. You are living a carefree, chilled, relaxing life this week.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, I like that.
Maybe the only little frustrating thing is it's election. Election's coming up this weekend, right?
Yeah.
But there's hardly any election news that I can put into my news bulletins. So that's probably a little bit frustrating because, you know, I've been doing all my research moving from a different state into this election.
Yeah.
But I'm not even able to apply that research to my news bulletins. That's a little bit frustrating.
No, fair enough. You're not the only journo that's feeling the frustration. I was reading an article last night in The Guardian, and they wrote that the New South Wales state election is so, so riveting if at the leader debate last week, which was held at midday, by the way. It was broadcast on TV as a matinee for starters. I mean, not even prime time. And this is how boring this state election's gotten. One of the questions to Dominic Perrottet was, name your seven kids in age order. That's politics now in Australia in 2023, the Premier naming his kids.
Yeah, maybe I should go up to Kevy and ask him to name all of his kids' names.
in reverse.
Order. Maybe we could do
there
reverse. That's a good idea.
Vary
keep
it up
fresh.
A little bit.
Keep it fresh.
Quarter past seven. Here at 92.9, if you've got a frustrating little thing, 676-2299, or on our Facebook page as well.
It's time for JB to share a McCafe coffee with someone, chatting about what's going on locally, nationally, or internationally. Or something a little different. It's the McCafe coffee break.
Madison Boyd and Chris Watson from Dare to Dance Line Dancing are here in the studio this morning. This is very exciting. Madison is off to represent Australia at the World Dance Masters in the UK later on this year. Madison and Chris, thank you so much for coming in. How are you both?
I'm good, thank you.
Fantastic. Madison, this is very exciting. How long have you been doing line dancing for?
I've been dancing socially for 8 years, but competing for 7.
Fantastic. 7 years. It must have started young.
I started line dancing about the age of 6 when I was walking past Chris Watson at Shopping World when he was doing a little demo, and now I've got the whole family hooked on line dancing.
There you go. Lovely. It must be cool, Chris, I imagine, seeing someone literally just walking past, seeing it, going, I'll give that a try, and now off to the UK for the World Championships.
Yeah, it's very cool. It's cool to see where Maddie came from. And, you know, she loved line dancing from day one when she first started. And as she said, she's got a whole family hooked now. But it's great to see how she's developed over the years and really found a passion for line dancing.
Yeah, no, that's phenomenal. Must be exciting to head off to the UK. First time to England?
Yeah, it's my first time. I'm so excited.
So take us through the competition. How long does it go for? Roughly how many hours of dancing are you going to have to do? Lots.
Too many, honestly. But no, the competition goes for about 3 days, I think.
Yep.
So there'll be people from all over the world. Anywhere you can imagine, they'll be there.
Yeah. No, fantastic. Whereabouts in England is it being held, do you know?
Yep, Blackpool in England.
Okay, yep. Fantastic, lovely. Very exciting. Now, you are holding a trivia night as well to help out with getting you over to the UK, I imagine. You've got a bit of a fundraising event on at the Oxy Bowling Club next Saturday. Tell us about this.
Yep, we're doing a trivia night, a honky-tonk themed trivia night on April 1st at the Oxy Bowling Club. And we've got a lot of prizes donated, such as Chris Watson travel packages, TPE, Danny Designer Jeweler, Wild Elk Photography Packages, and we're hoping to get a couple people there, or probably more than a couple.
I'd say.
Yeah. And, yeah, we just want to have a good night to help support me getting over to England.
Yeah, fantastic. No, very exciting. And I understand you've been doing a bit of fundraising out and about, wandering around with the buckets and things like that too?
Yeah, so we're collecting people's return and earn bottles and cans that they might not have time to do.
Yeah.
And it's been coming in so good. Like, everyone's really been supportive to me and my line dancing. It's been so great.
Fantastic. Where are you hoping, obviously, you get this competition out of the way, you want to enter more competitions? What's the big dream with line dancing?
I think I just want to become like Chris. Like, I'd love to take over Dare to Dance.
Yep.
Love it.
Succession planning.
I've got a succession plan. Look at that. Love
it. Well, it sounds like you're a bit of a well-versed traveler as well, so you might be able to take over the travel agency as well. Think big.
Yeah, I'm getting there.
How has the world of line dancing been looking lately, Chris? It's got a healthy run of people getting out there and dancing. Obviously, you always could do with more.
Oh, look, we always welcome everyone to the dance floor, but our beginners classes have been going wonderful. We've seen a real surge in numbers this year.
Yeah.
We teach every Monday night at the Oxley Bowling Club. It's been wonderful. Line dancing's come such a long way, as Maddie would know, and it's come from, you know, our country roots, which is still a big, deep part of line dancing, but we dance all the latest songs, all the old songs from the 60s, 70s and 80s, and it's really great. It's a great way to get out there and meet people, have fun and get fit, keep fit.
I met you on air yesterday. It was a bizarre time growing up in the 90s that we used to do line dancing at school, which growing up in a city in Adelaide, it was really bizarre as well.
I bet.
Because it was, and we would, you know, you'd go and do maths and, you know, you'd go and play on the one PC in the whole school, because that's all you had. You had one computer, and then you'd go off and do Achy Breaky Heart before lunchtime and a bit of line dancing. I think maybe we might have done a bit of line dancing to the Macarena, I think, as well, which was just weird. So it's awesome to see how much it has developed from that to what it is now. So
it really has. And watching Maddie, you know, she has to train in cha-cha and waltz and rhythm and funk, so it's not just what it was. She has to learn a whole diverse range of dance styles.
Sensational. No, I love it. Well, hey, all the best with the honky tonk fundraising event, Oxy Bowling Club, next Saturday. That one is on I take it Facebook has some details about that event, otherwise people can just rock up to it.
I've got a Facebook page, Madison Boyd Line Dancer, I think it is. And there should be links to what's the trivia night about, a couple like prizes that we're going to auction off or raffle. And I've got a MyCause link there as well, mycause.com.au. Just type up Madison Boyd and hopefully you can donate.
Sensational. Lovely. That's on next Saturday. All the best. Please, when you get back from the UK, bring me a souvenir spoon, but
of course.
And tell me how you go.
I will.
More importantly, all the best with the World Dance Masters coming up in the UK later on the year. All the best. Thank you so much for coming in and having a chat.
Thank you for having
me.
My absolute pleasure. 7:46 here at 92.9. Rihanna. That is in excess.
Yes, I wish you were by my side.
That is by my side, right here at 92.9. On this, what we have proclaimed off air as John Wick Day.
It is officially John Wick Day.
Look, I haven't seen John Wick.
Oh, my. I'm gathering my stuff and I'm leaving the room.
I'm happy to jump on board the bandwagon. I don't know what it is, but I'm happy to go along with it.
You need to get on board stat. You need to cram watch some shows.
Did he, is Candlestick Maker or something like that? Or is there something more sinister with a name like John Wick?
Giordana.
Giordana's his actual name, is it? Is it John Giordana or Giordana's his name shortened to John? Okay, yeah. Cool. He does a very tight necktie, John Wick.
He does a very tight shirt and a very tight necktie. Yeah, fights, you know.
You'll learn
all. It's very clever how they can build into the fabric of these suits that you then fight in, which I imagine would be quite uncomfortable.
It would be.
To move around in because he rolls and tumbles and he jumps and leg kicks and stuff.
Yeah.
But they build this stuff into the fabric where it's kind of bullet resistant and stuff. Oh. He still gets shot, but you know,
Kevlar.
Kind of, yeah.
Dinner
into,
suit.
Into
I was
the
gonna
dinner
say,
suits.
Yeah.
Into the jacket pockets.
Wow.
And stuff. Yeah. Yeah, it's a whole thing.
His necktie, you notice this now, it's done up very tight. He's got the triangle of the tie that literally goes into like one string of fabric and then back out into the tie again. It's
and
very
you never
tight.
Actually
he gives
see
Don Perrottet
it.
A run for his money. He does, because he does a tight
does.
Necktie as well.
He does do it. You never actually see him. Oh, do you see him tie it? I don't recall. It could be a clip-on. It could be. But you
plot
know what?
Twist. He's clip-on tie. The man like, John Wick.
John Wick. The man with the clip-on. Well, he's very busy and he's got to get dressed in a hurry.
Look,
and, you know, well, he doesn't really. He actually spends time preparing.
But you never see it.
If I have, I've missed that very important detail. I'll go back over the movies and I'll check it.
I can't imagine the director's really treating that with high priority. It's like, mate, the movie runs long enough. What do you want me to cut out
of
it?
Detail.
All the dress scenes, please. All the scenes where he puts the necktie. I don't actually think they're necessary. I know we put him in movie in John Wick 1, 2, and 3. I don't think finally in number 4. I don't think we actually need him now.
I think everyone's got
Why
it by
did
then.
I put him in the other ones?
Because
what was I
you're
thinking?
Building suspension. There's this whole preparation. And, you know, like there's his equipment, you know, with his tools and stuff, you know, of trade.
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
Okay, well, you need to see it.
I don't know if I want to see it now.
A guy
preparing his life. What is he making the sandwiches?
It's really important. I can't sit here and talk to you about it. You need to go and watch it. God, this is very difficult.
Anyway, John Wick 4.
It is out today. I'm so excited. Yeah.
Go along and see it. We're going to be at Centrepoint.
Yes.
At Rebel, this Arvo between 1 and 4. Pop
we'll give
past,
you time. Yeah.
Say g'day, then run upstairs, see Grant, get some tickets to John Wick 4.
Yep.
Check it out. I'll go home and I'll watch number 1, 2, and 3. And
do a bit of a crash course. No, you need to pay attention. Don't crash course it. You need to pay attention.
8:58 here at 92.9. That is it for me. Di is up next tomorrow. All things political. We got all the major candidates in here doing their 2-minute pitches. So we'll do that on the show tomorrow. I did say pitches, don't ring the boss. 2-minute pitches on the show tomorrow. $250 with our Smash for Cash. And speaking of sport, have an awesome day.
Red Rooster has crunched.